Hi guys, this is David from London. This is my first time contributing. I listen to the podcast at work and I've finally, after months of listening, finally caught up. So this is my first opportunity to write in, but hopefully not the last. Anyway, I was listening to your last episode and I see a lot of fans seem to be confused about why the Marauders map doesn't differentiate between Barty Crouch Senior and Little Crouch. And this is something that never really confused me, because I tended to always assume that the Marauders map doesn't specify names to that degree anyway, because the evidence that I see supporting that idea is that, I may be wrong, but as far as I can recall, the map never actually lists anyone's middle names. If it refers to Dumbledore, it just says Albus Dumbledore. It doesn't say Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. Or if it was going to refer to Ron, it would just say Ronald Weasley. It leaves out the bilious in the middle. So, I mean, based on that logic, I would say it seems to take a very simple first name, surname approach and more or less go with their quote-unquote official name, what would be on their birth certificate. I assume that as far as the two Crouches go, both of them would just be Bartemius Crouch. I mean, there's a chance that in the case of Barty Crouch Jr., that the Jr. is actually part of his formal name. But, I mean, we can't be certain of that. And even then, it's not as though that is part of his surname so much as it's almost a title. I'm not sure exactly what the proper word for that would be, but it's kind of a modifier to his name rather than part of his name in itself. His name is Barty Crouch. The junior is only there to differentiate him from his father. You can argue that this is a shortcoming of the map as it was programmed by the Marauders. I guess they just didn't foresee a need to potentially differentiate between two people who have the same first and last name. If they had, then perhaps it would list middle names or titles or something like that. As it was, I'm sure they were just, you know, because the population of Hogwarts doesn't seem to be that large, I know there's a bit of debate about that, but, you know, that's another topic. I imagine that cases of two students having the same name are very rare, and I can't really see the Marauders thinking about it that deeply. You know, the people that they would want to see on the map, they know what their names are, and those names were likely unique. But yeah, I mean, my point basically is that I can see it being a shortcoming of the map, but I don't think this was an oversight on Joe's part. Anyway, love the podcast, and I look forward to listening next week. Bye-bye.